Hello, my name is Janice Andrews, and I am an adjunct professor here at Kaplan University and author of one of your textbooks for this class. I am so pleased that you have elected to take this course. Becoming skilled in the application of transcultural concepts is a never-ending journey in that there is always something new to discover about the diverse cultural groups that we work with. You'll find that you will also discover some things about yourself. I'd like to briefly discuss the influence of transcultural nursing theory on professional nursing practice, past, present, and future. I would be remiss in making any comments about transcultural nursing without giving homage to the truly remarkable scholar and founder of the field of transcultural nursing, Dr. Madeline Leininger. She devoted her life to the advancement of this field worldwide. I was privileged to have Dr. Leininger as one of my instructors during my initial studies and therefore have some first-hand knowledge of her enthusiasm and dedication to the field. Historically, in the mid-50s, while working with children from various cultural backgrounds, she found that for her nursing care to be truly effective, it had to be delivered based on the cultural patterns of the children. Their cultural background was reflected in things such as their ways of playing, what actions were comforting to them, their dietary habits, and many other areas. She also noted the lack of knowledge among nurses concerning culture and its importance in care delivery, which led her to study anthropology and become the first professional nurse to earn a PhD in anthropology. She blended the fields of nursing and anthropology, coined the term transcultural nursing, and established the field of transcultural nursing in the early 60s as a formal area of nursing study. During her long career, she developed her theory of culture care diversity and universality, the Sunrise Model, the ethno-nursing research method, and established several graduate educational programs in transcultural nursing that prepared nurses to build a body of knowledge in the field through formal research that profoundly impacted nursing practice. Until her death in 2012, she actively worked to continue expansion of the field. As you study transcultural nursing, you will explore other theories and assessment models, some that have been developed by nurse scholars who were taught and or mentored by Dr. Leininger. These nurse scholars continue as expert leaders in the field, and some have developed their own transcultural models that are being widely used. These include, but are not limited to, the Geiger and David Heiser's transcultural assessment model, the Andrews and Boyle assessment guide for individuals and families, and assessment guide for healthcare organizations and facilities, Spector's Health Traditions Model, Purnell's Model for Cultural Competency, and Kamfina Bacot's Model of Cultural Competence are a few examples. Transcultural theory is currently being applied in nursing education, nursing practice, and nursing administration in various settings worldwide. In more recent years, transcultural nurses are working with regulatory agencies to assist in providing more structure in the development of standards related to the delivery of culturally competent care. You will be challenged to discover new ways of applying transcultural theory. The field of transcultural nursing continues to evolve and is still a relatively young field. I hope that you will find it as fascinating and enriching as I have and will make your own contributions to advancing the field. Be sure to share the knowledge that you gain with others. I leave you with this. In conceptualizing her theory, Dr. Leininger said, and I quote, "Care is the essence of nursing and the central, dominant, and unifying focus of nursing. Culture care will provide a distinctive feature by which to know, interpret, and explain nursing as a discipline and a profession." Enjoy the course.